Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Mira, el niño la está. Okay, amigos, that was dedicated to our motherland, you know, because we need to protect the environment, protect nature, protect. Nowadays, you know, lately the elections took place in England. About the councils and about the Lord Mayors and blah, 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 and all this is, I think to me, so far, they haven't proven anything, you know, by choosing this, choosing that, electing this, electing that, nothing. You know, it's all been the same. No matter what, middle, left, right, you know, it's all, eventually, all they want is power, they want extra dosh, and, popularity, that's all it is, you know, popularity, because this is what the world is all about right now. You know, the most popular you are, the better you feel, you know. But when you ask for popularity, you have to ask also to the support for your campaign, you know. You get politicians going out in the streets, you know, talking about, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do all those things, you know. And people solo it, you know, they go for it. They go think, oh, wow, man, this guy sounds pretty good. So I'm going to give him my vote. But once they get into power, they forget about it. They forget about what they promised, about everything else, you know. And so about out of 10 things, you know, they probably fulfill 2 or 3 max, you know. And that is the reason why I was just talking to my friend here, you know, and I was saying, you know, that a lot of the young people of today, you know, they're very, very disappointed and very let down by politicians, because politics are being taken for the right, you know, and we are being taken for the right too. I don't vote any political parties anymore. I just vote for Green Party, which is politically defending the environment, you know. If we cannot vote for these people that are lying to you all the time, you know, if I vote for the environment, at least I want to save the environment, because I'm thinking about the next generations coming along. And what planets are they going to have if they haven't got an environment, they haven't got nature, they haven't got rivers, forests, you know, and everything that's been destroyed. In Chile right now, the forests have been destroyed by big companies, you know, from Canada, from the United States, from Germany, from Great Britain, from all the European countries, you know, most of them are taking part in the destruction of the forests in Chile. The deep part of the jungle in Amazon, in Brazil, you know, by building highways through the jungle, by moving people out of their native land, you know, where they were born generation after generation, living there for all these years. And because they wanted to build a road that will make it easier to transport the wood from the forest into the cities. And unfortunately for the natives, they were in the way there. So the government didn't offer them any other changes, anything. They just told them to move. Where do we move to? Just move, you know the jungle, you're acquainted with it, you've been living here all your life, you should know where to go. Anyway, they didn't want to move, so there were some confrontations there with the police and one of the tribes. I can't remember the name of the tribe right now, but if you Google it, if you go and find out, you know, nowadays we can always find out what is going on for real. You know, if they press, the media doesn't want to tell you, you can find out anyway, you know, no worries. Just go and do it. And it's incredibly bad news, you know, because the jungle there, the Amazon in Brazil, is quarter of the oxygen that we breathe in the world. You kill that, we die, you know, because there will be... I was making a joke the other day with a friend of mine, you know, and I said, I'm short of breath. And he said, what's the matter? Have you paid your tax yet? I said, what do you mean? He said, no, because now the government, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they tax you for breathing, they tax you for that, tax you for everything. And now because the oxygen is becoming more scarce, you know. No, it's not scarce. It's just that I don't breathe because we were in a place where a bit claustrophobic. There were too many people there. And I've become a bit claustrophobic. Anyway, that was a joke. But, you know, like when you come into reality, you know, about the Amazon in Brazil, the big campaign, massive campaign about stopping the deforestation, you know. So whilst they're dealing with that situation, with that issue, the big companies, European companies mainly, they moved to other countries. They moved to Ecuador. They moved to Peru. My God, Peru, you should see Peru. The forests, you know, they're not there anymore. They're deserts, right? And also looking for gold. You know, in the old times when they used to look for gold, they used to shoot water into the soil and kill the soil. You know, that soil doesn't produce anymore. Anyway, slowly, it reminded me of the Spanish conquest or invasion, in other words, when they started from Mexico all the way down, you know. Yeah, they were moved somewhere from one country, they went to another. Now they are in Chile. And in Chile, I'm afraid, you know, the government is very, very slow. It's a socialist government in inverted commas, but very, very slow in react to all these things going on with the environment. I don't know what they're worried about. I mean, I was criticizing the president for criticizing, Maduro in Venezuela. I said, no, you know, Maduro in Venezuela, you know, is doing what he can do with what he's got. People are going to suffer. People are going to immigrate. They're going to leave the country because they're not happy with it. But it's not the government's actual fault. You know, it's the blockade that is happening there. You know, they're doing the same with Venezuela as they did with Cuba, and they're still doing it with Cuba. More than 70 years, you know, with the Cuban blockade, and now the Cuban, Cuban is poor, Cuban is here, Cuban is there. Man, lift the blockade and let that country grow, you know? Anyway, as I was saying, the killing of the Amazon is a terrible thing. And whenever somebody comes along and goes to defend the rights of protecting the environment, oh, it's either a commie or a hippie or a waste of time, you know. And that's unfortunately that the media is putting that into people's heads. And people start thinking, oh, yeah, stupid hippies, man, who's protesting here, protesting there, protesting everywhere. But why? They don't protest it for themselves. They're protesting for everybody. Everybody will benefit, you know, if they get what they ask for. We all get the benefits, not just a few. You know, the protests in the United States, for example, right now, whoever wears a Palestinian scarf or a Palestinian flag, getting arrested. You know, you see, we're protesting for the protection of a nation which is they're committing genocide with, you know? And that is a bad thing, you know. This is the things that we have to more worry about. That's why politicians who are not actually supporting the stop of the war, the genocide thing happening in Palestine, that's when the people get disillusioned about them. You know, they think, oh, are they humans or what? You know, because these people, they only live the present. They don't think about the future. They think, oh, yeah, we're going to get rid of the terrorists, you know. But by doing that, how well do you think a 5-6-year-old kid who gets arrested, and that's no joke, children are being arrested even at that age in Palestine. The Zionists are trying to get rid of this nation once and for all, and that is a bad thing because obviously it's a terrible thing, you know what I mean? When I'm thinking, oh, Chile, we lost how many lives with fascism and stuff, the Second World War with, people being bombed and killed and had to immigrate to other countries, you know, and everything. And now this is the 21st century and it's still happening, you know, and nobody's stopping it because of the money, it's the interest there. Why do you think all these terrorist groups, you know, that exist, you know, like what do you call them? The Taliban. Remember the Taliban? Yeah, when the Russians went into Afghanistan, they were fighting the Taliban, and then they decided that they couldn't cope with it. They got out of there. Then the Americans went there, but the Americans were the ones who were supporting and funding the Taliban. You remember Rambo? Rambo was a hero in the United States, and he was fighting with the Taliban, not against the Taliban. So you see what I mean? It's like Disney World. The Disney World, they show you the brainwash you since from your little. You know, so all these things are happening, and we're finding out right now, they're let down. They're let down for the new generation. So in the future, people are not going to even bother with nothing, no voting. There's going to be probably anarchy or something, you know. And then we don't want that. We don't want order. We want control of the politics, you know, control over and defending our planet. That's the main thing. We kill the planet, we kill ourselves. Okay, my friends, we're going to play a little track from a band called Aguatiña, all the way from Bolivia. These guys, the Aguatiña, they're natives from Bolivia. And they are in the campaign to save the Amazon, to save the Bolivian jungle, the Peruvian jungle. In fact, you know, they're trying to defend the environment. And this song is dedicated to the land of the natives of Latin America, and why not say the whole world? This is Aguatiña.
And I'm a pitaya, a city of Tanaka, a Chachilanaka, like Skanak, like Ayal Kola Soy Marca.
Ayala!
Thank you. permíteme aplaudir por tu forma de herir mi sentimiento. Bravo, te vuelvo a repetir por tu falso e infame juramento. Todo aquello que te di en nuestra intimidad tan bello, ¿quién me iba a decir que lo habías de volcar en sufrimiento? Te odio tanto que yo mismo me espanto de mi forma de odiar. Deseo que después que te muera ya no haya para ti un lugar. El infierno resulta un cielo comparado con tu alma. Y que Dios me perdone por desear que ni muerta tenga calma.
Don't along with me, you're always there for me.
Yeah.
that was a sudden impact. Yeah, my friends, that was temas from España. Okay, amigos, the time right now is 1:15, and I'm going to play a nice, beautiful song for you, which is sung by Linda Ronstadt, and it's from the album Songs of My Father. Yes, and Linda Ronstadt, a folky musician, established in the United States, but with a Mexican family, Mexican background. And she's written this album called Songs of My Father, and this is one of them. This is called La Cigarra. It's a very well-known Mexican folky song, but with the voice, magnificent voice of Linda Ronstadt. Here we go.
Ya no me cantes cigarra, que acabe tu sonsonete, que tu canto aquí en el alma como un puñal se me mete, sabiendo que cuando pregonando vas tu muerte. Marinero, marinero, dime si es verdad que sabes, porque distinguir no puedo si en el fondo de los mares hay otro color más negro que el color de mis pesares. Ay, la la la. Un palomito al volar que llevaba el pecho herido, ya casi para llorar, me dijo muy afligido, ya me cansó de buscar. Correspondido bajo la sombra de un árbol y al compás de mi guitarra canto alegres de huapango, porque la vida se acaba y quiero morir cantando como muere la cigarra. Thank you.
Okay, amigos, coming to the end of the show. The time is right now, nearly gone. Okay, thank you very much for listening to the show. And compadrito, cuídese mucho usted, my hard rocking amigo. I hope that you guys are going to join me again next Monday from 5 till 7. And yes, I'm asking you again, love one another and free Palestine. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.